Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Faulkner. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Faulkner. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Ott moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Ott moves to third. Terry moves to second. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beck moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is called out on strikes. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. McGuire moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to O'Farrell and over to Lindstrom, who tags Wilson for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Faulkner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faulkner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler juggles the ball. That's an error on Butler. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ott scores. Lindstrom scores. Terry moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Terry scores. Jackson moves to third. John moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Giants. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. John scores. Cohen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Giants. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Faulkner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faulkner is 0-for-1 in the game. Faulkner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Gonzalez and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan pinch hits for Guy Bush. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to second. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cohen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Tiny Chaplin now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it and throws to home to get Wilson. Stevenson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Grimm scores. Gonzalez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Cubs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Tiny Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-3 in the game. Rausch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chaplin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Terry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Terry reaches second base with a double. Lindstrom moves to third. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan pinch hits for Art John. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan strikes out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cohen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Reese now playing left field. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive towards first. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty O'Toole pinch hits for Tiny Chaplin. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole strikes out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-4 in the game. Rausch hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry fires to first and picks off Butler. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.